Number two, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 29th, 2018. We're an hour two of the broadcast. I just wanted to make mention, you know, Trump announced this week he was going to pull out of Syria, somewhere where we have absolutely no national interest whatsoever by any stretch of the imagination. And the Republicrats, the Democons, even Fox News, the majority of the media, all had a meltdown because of the possibility of ending war, not being interjected into a foreign country endlessly. So, you know, when the media opposes it, the Republicrats oppose it, the Democons oppose it, well, by golly, you probably know for sure then it's a pretty good idea. Everybody bear with me. This is a little bit of a lengthy video. I'm going to play it because it'll fit here. This is Mark Collette. And then as soon as this is done, the rest of this, y'all all probably know. I ran over some of the headlines. We will take phone calls after this. So let's go ahead and play video two, Sam.
Over the last year, we've had some hard times. We've had some knocks. We've seen people banned from social networks. We've seen whole groups deplatformed. We've seen people persecuted, arrested, and we've seen the establishment in all its forms applying more and more pressure in order to try and crush our movement. You see, the stronger and bigger we get, the more scared they get. And the more scared they get, the more desperate they get. And that means they will go to greater lengths in order to shut us down. So if it wasn't depressing enough to see the decline of Western civilization, to see our people becoming a minority within their ancestral homelands, we also have to deal with the anti-white establishment attempting to gag us for simply speaking the truth. But every now and then, every once in a while, I see something that fills my heart with joy. Something that is just glorious. Something that gives me hope. And in this case, that glorious moment was an act of bold defiance. It was a young man at a university who finally snapped. And when I say snapped, he wasn't violent, he wasn't aggressive, he wasn't rude. He had simply had enough of the white guilt being heaped upon him. And in one utterly glorious moment, he threw off the shackles of self-hatred that had been imposed upon him by the system, and he stood up and proclaimed he was proud to be white. I can't really do the moment justice by simply describing it, so instead, I'm going to play it for you. So sit back, relax, and watch a young white man finally set himself free.
We built the modern world.
Who?
Europeans.
Europeans.
Built the modern world.
Europeans.
We invented science and industry.
Slavery, but go off, sis, but go off.
We invented science and industry, and you want to tell us to stop because, oh my God, we're so bad. We invented the modern world.
I feel you. You're so dumb.
We invented the modern world.
You fucking degenerate.
We saved billions of people from starvation.
Are you joking me?
We built modern civilization. White people are the best thing that ever happened to the world. We are so amazing. I love myself. And I love white people.
Say that one more
time. Fuck yeah, white people.
Say it right
here. Fuck yeah, white men. We're white men. We did everything. Look, I don't hate other people. I just love white men. I just love white men.
And wasn't that amazing? The happiness on his face, the joy in his voice, and all that from just admitting that he loved his own people, those of European descent. and reveling in their achievements and what they have given to the world. And there was no hatred there. He wasn't a man who was twisted and bitter. He even said, and I quote, "I don't hate other people. I just love white men." And he didn't use a single racial slur. He didn't insult anyone or aim derogatory comments at other people. In fact, during his moment of clarity, he even proclaimed that he didn't hate other races. He just loved his own. He just loved other people of European descent. But because this young man dared to openly espouse love for his ancestors and his people, he is now public enemy number one. In fact, for daring to speak the truth about the achievements of Europeans and refusing to get on his knees and bow to the white guilt narrative, he's on the Liberals' hit list. He has been branded a racist, a bigot, and has even been accused of harassment. The attacks on our brave young hero began on Twitter, and one of the loudest voices condemning him was that of Tim Wise, a Jewish anti-racism activist who tweeted out the following, and I quote, "Time to wreck this little blank." The irony of his rant is that once we make his ass famous for this, he will never accomplish anything. His white maleness notwithstanding, Columbia should expel him. His future should be bleak. Good luck, Chip. End quote. Compare that tweet with what the young man in the video said and ask yourself, who is filled with hate? As to my mind, that has to be one of the most hate-filled tweets you could aim at someone. Tim Wise, a blue checkmark no less, is calling for a young man's life to be ruined because that young man had the temerity to say he loves his own people and is proud of their collective achievements. And Tim Wise, after calling for this campaign of targeted harassment, still maintains his blue checkmark. He's still verified by Twitter, despite targeted harassment campaigns being against their terms of service. Not that terms of service mean anything to social networks. I suppose we can add this tweet to the long list of instances of selective applications of the rules. But this young man's very heartfelt moment wasn't just commented upon by Twitter users. It was a major news story the world over. Yep, one lone white male declares that he loves his own people and that he is proud of their accomplishments, and it's front page news. The New York Times ran with the following headline, and I quote, "I just love white men. White man aims racist rant at Columbia students of color." End quote. CNN led with, and I quote, "College student rants about white supremacy. Columbia University is investigating this incident caught on video where a white student is berating a group of students about the superiority of the white race." End quote. And the College Fix proclaimed, and I quote, "Columbia University black group issues demands in the wake of students' white supremacist rant." End quote. The story even reached the UK, with the Metro running the incredible headline, and I quote, "Man tells black students white people are the best thing ever." End quote. From within that article, I plucked the following line, which was just too funny to ignore, and I quote, "I really hope that Columbia University takes further action," Quilani Felix, who witnessed the rant, told the student newspaper. "They should definitely try to talk to students that were affected by that and ensure everyone's okay, because that's really hard to internalize." End quote. Are there even words to describe the level of insanity we have reached? A young white male talks of how much he loves his own people and dares to tell the truth about their historic and world-altering achievements, and people need counselling because they find it hard to internalise the fact that European civilisation is the greatest civilisation the world has ever known? But is that really so hard to process? Because if Europe isn't so great, if Europe isn't such a beacon of civilizational advancements, then why are so many people from the Middle East, Africa, the Indian subcontinent, and elsewhere all flocking to get into Europe? If Europe and the West are so terrible, then why don't all the people living within Western nations that find this young student's message so hard to internalize emigrate to the places which are better? All the places outside of the West that are more developed and offer a better quality of living. Why aren't these offended individuals and groups flocking to the ports to move to Africa or the Middle East? So what can we take from this? Well, firstly, anyone that still believes that white guilt is a conspiracy theory, that white guilt isn't being systematically pushed upon those of European descent by the establishment, have either had a lobotomy or are so indoctrinated that they should simply be considered as drones or NPCs. Yeah, that's a better term. Secondly, just as was the case with the It's Okay to Be White posters that appeared late last year, this proves that merely being positive about those of European descent and their achievements is now something that is stigmatized by liberals, the media, and the establishment as a whole. And this is a huge double standard. It's the huge double standard. Every other race is allowed to be proud of their heritage, culture, achievements, and most crucially, their ethnicity. It is only white people who are frowned upon for holding any form of reverence for their people. This hypocrisy underlines just how anti-white the establishment is, and how the current establishment narrative is that Europeans are the bad guys, and everyone else must unite to overcome them. Thirdly, this whole case blows apart the myth of white privilege. The idea that white people are placed at some huge advantage within society is now in tatters. If a young man can't simply state that he loves his own people without being publicly pilloried by tens of thousands of Twitter users, the educational establishment, and the entire fake news media, then that shows where the power really lies. And it isn't with those of European descent. In fact, this whole incident shows that white people are now effectively second-class citizens. Whites are the only people in society who are told they must hate themselves and despise their own ancestors. White people are the only ones who are taught to self-flagellate and are coerced into a mental state where they have to view themselves as something disgusting and evil simply because of their ethnicity. And all of those points really just show how evil this system is, how wicked the lying press and fake news media are, and how hate-filled those who push this guilt upon white people really are. But finally, and this is the uplifting part, did you see that young man's face? Did you see his happiness, his joy, his elation at simply telling the truth? Because although that clip was only 50 seconds long, in that time he was free. That was a man who had broken the chains of guilt that had been placed upon him. That was a man who had escaped the mental prison that the establishment had built for him. That was a man who was proud of his people, his ancestors, his culture, and most importantly, proud of himself. And that's why this is such an important story. And it's actually a good news story. Because despite the odds against us, despite the establishment's hate for us, despite the media's lies, the truth is plain to see. And that truth is that true happiness comes from simple things. True happiness doesn't come from toeing the line and repeating their twisted mantra or from trying to fit into a system that hates us. True happiness doesn't come from marching in line with the rest of the slaves in the chain gang. True happiness comes from being free. Free from the white guilt, the self-hatred, and the anti-white bias. True happiness comes from being able to stand up and look the world in the eye with a smile. A smile that comes from knowing that you are happy with yourself, that you are proud of who and what you are. And you can tell from the fake news media and the establishment's coordinated and disproportionate response to this one young man and his 50-second outburst is that more than anything, these people fear our happiness. They fear us loving ourselves. They fear us being proud of who we are. And their feverish response to this incident shows just how desperate and scared they really are. Because the era of white guilt is coming to an end. Europe is stirring, and our brothers and sisters the world over are waking up.
All right, there you have it. Mark Collett, the gentleman said, we invented science, industry, built modern civilization. He is demonized as a racist, a bigot. He's being harassed. They claim he should be expelled. There's an investigation. His life should be ruined. The New York Times had to carry the story. CNN had to carry the story. The media in Ungreat Britain had to carry the story. And the people there witnessing this, well, they may well need counseling. You know, this past week on NBC Nightly News, they had a story where two lesbians' gay flag was taken down. Yeah, this is world news. Two lesbians' gay flag was taken down. And, of course, they had adopted two female daughters. You know, lesbians adopt daughters. Faggot men adopt male children. You see if two and two makes four. But that was world news. The sheer horror. Someone took down their gay flag and put up an American flag. And the neighborhood was rising in solidarity by putting on their own little gay flags out at their mailboxes. And that, my friend, is world news in America 2018. Okay, I got a lot of ton of news I could share, but we're going to go to the phones. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Great video there by Mark Collett. Paul in New Jersey, you've been patiently holding. How you doing, sir? What's on your mind?
Hello, Farron.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, concerning just two different short remarks. One was concerning James Fields. I just don't get it with his defense attorney why they didn't run a genetic test on him to see if he's partially Jewish just to obfuscate things. You know, there's a lot of Jews with the last name of Fields, like Sally Fields, Sidney Fields of Abbott and Costello show, and W.C. Fields. So and also his mother's name is Samantha Bloom, also a Jewish name. So I don't see why they didn't just, you know, take some saliva and run it off to Ancestry.com and then tell, you know, the court that he's part Jewish and he's troubled because he was on medication.
Excellent point. Excellent point, Paul. I hadn't heard that. You know, we should all, if we find ourselves in that situation, probably use that defense. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, if you're, I don't know if it's, in that case, you're all of a sudden lucky to be part Jewish. But otherwise, he almost ought to sue the attorney for malfeasance. I mean, that's such a no-brainer right off the bat. Because if they presented that, then it would have thrown so many people into a conundrum and then let that out into the news to corrupt the jury also as part of a defense tactic. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. Anyway, concerning Chancellor Merkel, you know, people work so hard in politics to gain power, right? And they become, in this case, Chancellor of Germany. And as soon as they're in there, these globalists, they all of a sudden want to cede power to a higher form of government, in this case, a globalist form of government. So why did they run for office if once you get in office, you want to give up power to others? It's an act of madness. This also can be seen as similar thing is in so many congressmen giving authority to the president and also senators, giving power to the executive. I mean, once you say that publicly, like, I want to run for office, but then I want to give my position the power over to other people. I mean, why did you run for office? It's totally contrary to your intent.
I agree. I don't know if these people are all in some sort of conspiracy from the very beginning to move as much power to the globalist if they get a hold of the reins of power. But it is, you know, it's baffling to me to see all of the major countries in Europe, Britain, France, Germany, working so diligently to destroy everything for their native population. And then, you know, world news in America barely even touching the Yellow Vest story. They don't cover, you know, how they're trying to manipulate the Brexit vote from 2016 now to be meaningless. I mean, you really have to turn to alternative sources of news and information to, you know, to get a handle on a little bit of the truth. It just it boggles my mind. And James Fields got 42 times descendants of David Kadar. Hey, hang on for me, Paul. I'll hold you through the break.
Yeah, thank you.
Paul. Then we got Michael in New York coming up. Back and forth.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media Sphere in the studio, and we're discussing the fact that James Fields got 9 years longer than Robert Lee Yates, the want ad killer who murdered 13 people. It's just unbelievable. And we're back to Paul in New Jersey. The break broke up your thoughts. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, because you were talking about the media suppressing news items. I just want to bring up this last one and let you run with it, Farron. But the title of the article is From Information Liberation, and the article is Report, Israel Tried to Trick Syria into Shooting Down Civilian Airliners in Christmas Day Attack. And what the Israelis are doing is they're hiding their jet planes, their fighter planes, in the vicinity of civilian aircraft hoping that the Syrians, when they do their attack, will accidentally shoot down an airliner full of civilians instead of losing one of their pilots. So, the treachery of such a behavior should really be brought to light and to the attention of our Gentile friends out there, just to let them know the treachery and the how, you know, morally bankrupt the Israeli state is. And on that note, sir, thank you.
And two, what Paul's talking about, there was an attack on Christmas Day. Russia has been highly critical of the way Israel handled this at an airport. I don't know all the specifics, but I think they had to avert some flights because Israel had put the domestic flights in danger with the way they flew. So, you know, now that we've pulling out, supposedly, hopefully, out of Syria, Russia can take a firm hand, and who knows, maybe Russia and Israel will get the thing going. Okay, Michael in New York, then we got Frank in North Carolina coming up. Michael, how you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Farron. Hope all is well, sir. Hope you enjoyed a very Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And I love saying that because, boy, does that just tick off those Christ killer, Antichrist POSs out there listening in. Merry Christmas, you dirtbags, too. And wishing a very happy new year. You know, I just had a call in because after listening to everything, I looked in the mirror, Farron, and I realized how ashamed I am because, damn it, I'm a Caucasian. Damn it. I'm just ashamed. And the privileged lifestyle that I grew up with in a lower middle class family, had to be a paper boy at 7, 8 years old so I could get buy a bike. And then, you know, I was throwing garbage cans at 12 years old because I was so privileged, you know. And then, you know, I got an education, and it was all through family devotion and making sure through good parentage that I did my homework and did well in school and managed to go to college and actually took a loan out and actually had to pay it off. I mean, it's just white privilege, man. It's just getting to me. You know, I just can't. I'm ashamed. I'm totally ashamed. And I worked my tail off, you know, physical labor my whole life and got the muscles to prove it. But, you know, it's just all white privilege. And, you know, I'm just so ashamed, Farron.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible there to even try to project that onto the white people. But they have, they are, and unfortunately on these college campuses, it looks like they are successful.
You know, it's all I can say is everybody listening, you got kids. You raise them right. You dedicate yourself to those kids, making sure you raise them right. You make sure they're strong and healthy. Keep them away from the vaccines. If you can homeschool them, God bless you. If you can't, oversee what they're learning in school and correct them on all the political correct crap and the communist crap they're trying to teach them. And the Antichrist philosophies they're trying to teach them. You make sure they're dedicated to the great Almighty himself and following his way of living through virtuous living, so at least you're doing your job raising strong kids that are going to make this country continue to carry the torch of freedom from generation to generation. Let the losers that it's too late for, that don't know what gender they are, or they're homos, dykes and fags and all that, good riddance to them. The sooner the better they're gone, the better off we're going to be. So everybody that has kids, you better listen to that and do your job because it is your duty as parents. You brought them into the world. You got to do your best to protect them as they're growing up from all the evil that is bombarding them day in, day out through the crap music, especially the rap crap, and everything else through the movies and the TV and even the internet that they can access. You make sure you protect them and do your job. And, you know, Farron, it's hilarious. This is what really gets to me, right, as far as it's hilarious. And it's a shame there's not more pundits out there all the time saying it's like, okay, let me get this straight now. So you hate the whites, you Christ-killing Zionist, SOB, peace to S, POS, et cetera, et cetera. You hate the whites because, you know, they invented communication, telephone, invented music recording, Edison, invented the light bulb, brought in electricity, brought in plumbing, invented transportation on the ground with the cars and also flying through the air. geez, they did all that, computers and advancing everything to computers and the technical age we're in right now. All 100% Caucasian invention and entrepreneurial activity. And so yet, they're using all that. The enemy that hates these Caucasians, oh, God, they're so terrible, they're so evil. They're using all of their creations, all their inventions. They're benefiting it every day. Glasses, optics, so that those people with poor vision don't slice their fingers off when they're cutting bread because they got glasses on. They can see there. They can drive down a road not crashing anything because they can see. All those great inventions, they're utilizing all of that, and yet they're cursing and trying to destroy the people that are that creative, bringing these kinds of beautiful things into the world to make it advanced, civilized, to benefit mankind so we can enjoy life more. That's what's really hilarious about these dirtbag Christ-killing Zionists.
Oh, I know the hypocrisy. I mean, it's just like that Desmond, the Unamazing. They're using the media to justify and glorify this transgenderism so that we'll get more of it. And we all know that, listen, this broadcast, we're getting a lot more of that. You didn't see that 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, but now all of a sudden it's everywhere. And they're manufacturing it so that it will, it will work toward the continued decay of morality and Western civilization in America. I mean, it's just that simple.
It's that simple. It's that obvious. And only a blind person can't see that, or a deaf person can't understand that from hearing everything going on with all their rhetoric coming out of their media. And so that's why everybody has to do their job and make sure they live virtuously, they raise their kids virtuously, so we're strong and powerful. Now, you know, like I call them wussies all the time. Everybody hears me, they're a bunch of wussies, Bush, the Clintons, Barry Satoro, they're all, yeah. And so I don't use the term lightly. I just don't toss it around because they are wussies. I mean, I'm super healthy. I can shovel after a blizzard with no shirt on for 2 hours out there, never get a sniffle, and I'm warm as toast. That's why I'm not wearing a shirt, not because of, I'm just trying to show off out there like, hey, I can take this cold weather. Look at me. I'm just warm as toast. I'm that healthy. I can't wear a shirt when I'm shoveling a lot of snow because I overheat. So I got to have the cold air radiating the heat off me. And that's why when I use the term wussy, I'm totally I'm coming from a perspective of I work hard. I love it. I love to be in shape. I don't go to a gym or nothing. I just do all kinds of workouts outside, hard physical labor, masonry, cutting wood, shoveling snow rather than using a snowblower because I love the workout. Doing swimming pools, I can install a pool all by myself. I love the workout. It's amazing amount of heavy-duty work, but I love it. And obviously, if you had those kind of abilities, well, you know, people would say that guy's pretty darn tough. But that's how we have to be. And then the enemy of our Christian American heritage can't touch us. We're invincible to them. They can't roll us over no matter what they throw at us. Never get sick. I don't eat their crap. I don't drink their crap. So they can't get to me that way. And if it comes down to where it's nitty-gritty, one-on-one, or, we got to shoot it out, I'll be able to go around the clock for quite a while before I even need sleep because that's how I am. And that's how we all have to be. So everybody's got to stay super healthy because it's going to get nitty-gritty what's going on in France that you covered. It's going to keep continuing, I'm sure, through Europe and what's coming here from 2019 on as the commiecrats try to usurp total control in our government and undermine Trump even further in whatever devious plots they have. We're going to start to really be called upon to serve our country in various ways, and everybody's got to be ready for it, sir.
Oh, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that, my friend. 2019 is going to be a interesting year, I guarantee. Well, thank you so much, Michael.
God bless, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we're skipping the break, so we're going to go to Frank in North Carolina, then we got Art, and then we got Tony coming up. Frank, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Well, you put together a very interesting broadcast, very powerful today, and I think you outdid yourself. And I saw this on a local broadcast, local news this week. It's another example, and I'm sure this goes on all over the country. There's a local black athlete who had been here in college, and he had been a track, athlete or whatever. It was either for college or high school. But anyway, he had decided to, he'd never really been able to make anything out of that, I guess, set himself apart. So he decided he was going to be, he was an black guy. And he decided, you know what, I'm going to do bobsledding, because there aren't that many blacks in bobsledding, I guess. So, they're doing a story, and, he's out on the track training with some device that he straps to himself and pulls it or something. But anyway, on his tank top, he's got white power. A black athlete on his shirt. And there was nothing said about it. Obviously this was specifically chosen. Can you imagine if any white guy had chosen for this little, local story, elevating the black man, showing, a black guy doing something different, whatever. If it had said white athlete or white pride or it's okay. Imagine if it had been a white guy who was trying to break into something, set himself apart with some athletic skill that he had, pole vaulting or something, and it said on his shirt, it said it's okay to be white. Can you imagine? It just goes back to what you were saying, man. It is just a total hate fest of the white man, led by the Jew. I saw so many examples, man. I watched the news several times this week, and it's a constant damage control of trying to elevate the black role in society, or Hispanic role, whether it be male or female. You look at the news, you're right, crime is out of control here in Charlotte. And it's all black, it's almost all black males. What's not black males, you got a few Hispanics in there, maybe a few black females or whatever. And maybe once in a blue moon, you got a white criminal or whatever. But it's all these little black ghetto rats, committing all this crime. If we could convince somehow or incentivize or get the blacks out of our country, we could send all the police home, man. We would need maybe a sheriff and a few deputies, and maybe every now and then when some crazy white clown got out of control, we'd get a posse together and go after him, right? But we wouldn't need all these policemen. The only reason we have police is because of all these black guys out there, man. They have no respect for anything or anybody, and that's what they're taught. And by the way, I saw on the world news, I think it was last night, for the conspiracy people out there, the conspiracy investigators, like myself. Unfortunately, I'm not on there right now where I can really delve into this stuff, but they have a new surveillance video out of this cruise guy, the cruise guy that was caught and still alive. He's in custody in prison now, I guess, in that Parkland shooting down there where Sheriff Israel was down in Florida. And it's him, and he's wearing, it appears to be him. I'll say it's a grainy video. Everything about the video indicates to me that it is him. It's the way he walks. He's wearing those black jeans and that kind of dark red maroon shirt or whatever. And he's taking a gun out. He's passing by a student going through a door, I guess, into part of the school. And so anyway, that's out there. And you always wonder, why do they hold on to that stuff for so long? Why don't they put that stuff out immediately? There wasn't anything violent about it. It does show him holding the gun, though, as he's entering the school and he's going in, and it looks like he's getting ready to shoot a bunch of people. I still say there's a whole lot more to that story than we're being told. I think there were professional, was a professional hit team in there. My guess would be Mossad, probably. Sheriff Israel. You got all these freaking Jews. That's like a Jewish nest of activity, political activity and whatnot, down there with the head of the Democratic political, whatever her name was, I forget. But anyway, that's out there. So the investigators and conspiracy theorists have to contend. Now they actually have video of this guy with a gun in the school or some facility. But anyway, I thought Paul Fromm, what he said was, I think that was very powerful. Because, you know, the white guy who goes into a situation like that, he's not just having to deal with being railroaded and all the years and life in prison or whatever. He's also having to deal with, he's going into a prison environment where the minorities, who are the majority in there probably, are being incited to hate him. And, above all else. It's a cruel and unusual punishment. And this judge, he knew exactly what he was doing with all that. And I don't know about Fields being a Jew, and I know there's a whole lot of conspiracy theories out there that Fields wasn't even the driver and all that. I'm not going to get into all that because some of those guys I don't find credible that put that information out. I think they jumped to a lot of conclusions based on just kind of nonsense. But I would like to tell everybody there's a great show. If you want to hear the truth about the Jews some more, after this, go to Revolution Radio Studio A and listen to Dennis. That show, he is on there every Saturday morning just nailing the Jews. I mean, he is at their throat just like David Duke, telling the truth about who is behind all this. He doesn't hold anything back. And after Farron's done, I would urge everybody to go over and listen to Dennis Betcho. He does it about as good as anybody can. All right, Farron, good luck in the new year, man. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild. Stock up on ammo if you haven't already. And go down fighting like a man if they force you into a corner. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We've got Art, then we got Tony, then we got Tom in Utah coming up. Art, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Boy, where the hell do I even start? Oh, okay. First of all, Michael, I love you, bro. Really, I do. But not all of us out here are POSs just because we don't believe like you do. Choose your words carefully. Don't alienate those you might need as allies later in the future. Be smart. Don't be stupid. As far as Angela Merkel goes, you know, it's a good thing she's not going to run for re-election because I think she just committed political suicide. When you come out your mouth with words like, don't listen to the people, in a public setting like that, it's one thing when people like us say they don't never listen to us and other people agree with us. It's another thing to come out and say, don't listen to them. That's bad news. This white privilege thing, you know, I'm kind of like Michael, you know. I remember 10 years old out there in a clay factory working alongside my my brothers and full-grown adults in their mid-20s and forklifts driving all around me. You know, this was during the 60s and 70s, so child labor laws were a little different back then, but I remember working at the age of 10. In a clay factory, that's hard work for a little bitty scrawny 10-year-old. You know, I had a paper route. I worked in my mom's store throughout the years, you know, and then they stuck me on a farm, and I started, you know, I went from working in a factory to working on a farm. You know, I want to know where my wife, you know, I've been homeless over, you know, for over half my life. Where was my white privilege, okay? Where did I benefit from white privilege? Take that stuff, and I'll show you exactly. I tell you what, put it in my hand, and I'll show you where to stuff it.
I agree, Art.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what.
Well, how about this, Art? How about James Fields got 9 years more than Robert Lee Yates, a serial killer, committed 13 murders?
I was going to mention that. This is an absolute travesty of justice. The guy never actually really did anything except, from the way I understand it, He was running away, and he got in his car trying to get away, and he just happened to go in the wrong damn direction.
If they were going to railroad him, if they were going to railroad him, manslaughter would be about the most you would think they could hope to
to
get. But I'm going to turn it back to you. I'm getting callers stacked up, so I'm going to turn it back to you.
Yeah, involuntary manslaughter would have been the charge that I would have went with. That would have been more appropriate, and maybe he would have actually been guilty of that. But my big thing is I don't do Christmas. I think Christmas, like every single other holiday, I'm not excluding, I am prejudiced against all holidays. I think they're all a waste of damn time. But I want to wish all of you down there in Texas a very merry damn Christmas, especially you folks around the Austin area. How you like all them illegal immigrants that they just dropped off in downtown by the Greyhound station, 400-plus immigrants dumped on the street of Austin over the Christmas holiday because they didn't have any place to put them because the caravans keep coming.
Boy, that's the truth. And KFOX14 out of El Paso, Texas, says 518 there, and I've got another story here that says 1,000, so I think the numbers are growing. Hey, thank you so much, Art. Thank you so much. Enjoy everybody's call. We'll try to get everybody on. Got Tony in Chicago, Tom in Utah, Rick in Arizona. If everybody will hold it to about 3 minutes, I'll get you on. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, Farron, I get to the point. They're admitting to 1,600, okay? And look, I'm going to level with it. It's obvious that this has been going on. It's been going on for a long time under Obama. But Trump has been doing this. You're just seeing it, okay? This has been going on under Trump, okay? And what the rationale for this is the Flores settlement, okay? That was some court case in 1985, okay, that if these subhuman illiterates from Central America come up here with their kids, okay, they basically just let them go. But I've been trying to figure this whole thing out, okay? But I think I have, okay? You know, these subhuman illiterates, they're applying for asylum. But I just want to inform you personally and everybody out there, okay, of what is actually happening here, is that when they pick these people up on the border and they don't even try to sneak in, they go right to the port of entry, they give them a credible fear interview, okay, before they're allowed to apply for asylum, they're giving them a credible fear interview. See, and what's going on is that they're approving, like, based on not this caravan, but the last caravan. And the caravans really don't mean anything. That's just the headline. This is happening on an ongoing basis, right? There's caravans coming in every week. It's so bad. They're approving, like, 90% of these people. And it's all totally fraudulent. You understand what I'm saying? So what Trump should be doing, and he hasn't been doing it, just not now for the last 2 years, is to tell those interviewers, and the bottom line is, I don't even think they should get an interview or they have to get an interview because they're going through a third country, Mexico. They should be interviewed in Mexico. It's just to turn most of them down. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make some light of this if people are wondering what the hell's going on, because I've been wondering what the hell is going on, and I've been looking into this, and nobody seems to do this. It's just tell them, you don't even have to give them an interview, but if they're going to give them an interview, because I know the Jews would sue over it, you don't have a case, get them on an airplane or get them on a truck or a bus and send them back. These are the ones with kids, and they're all coming up with kids on purpose. And this is what's going on. And I thought they just gave Mexico and Central America $10 billion, okay, to keep these SOBs in Mexico while their fraudulent asylum claim goes through. So why are they letting them go? And see, and I don't even think these people – am I still on?
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I don't even think this latest group has been in detention – for more than a few days, because they're coming in on an ongoing basis. You're just seeing this right now. This has been going on all through Obama since 1984 in a big way, and it never stopped under Trump, maybe a little bit when he first got on. So just trying to make light of what's going on, see? So Trump
I think you're right, because, see, ICE was saying that they couldn't detain these people now more than 2 weeks. So they're just turning them loose. So really, we're just back to, or never did quit, catch and release. I mean, it's totally being done to destroy us demographically. And the rest is useless lip service. They are coming in. They are coming in. And this dumping them proves it. Okay, I'm going to have to move on. Tony, thank you so much. I want to get everybody on. Tom in Utah, then Rick in Arizona. Tom, what's on your mind? Thank you, sir.
Well, sorry to kind of break the trend or thought right now, but I just wanted to let people know that over the week, the Christmas holiday, I got reported a couple more fatalities thanks to the federal government. So I just want to remind anybody listening that has friend or family living in manufactured or mobile-type homes, go to gassingamerica.com or manufacturedmadness.com. See the issue, and then make sure your friends and loved ones are protected. By the way, that's generally the struggling, humble white families as well.
Oh, wow, good information. I've never checked out that website. I will do that, Tom. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And it's sad, you know, the fact that we are dealing with this violation of our border.
Oh, absolutely, Tom. Absolutely. All right, we're coming up on a break. Rick, hang on. You'll be the caller after the break. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
in the studio, I wanted to say all of the mainstream big-time radio broadcasters like Rush Limbaugh were on break this week. I tried to call in a couple times. Even Snerdly was out. Never could get through. I was waiting to hear Frank or Jeremy chime in. Rick in Arizona, how are you doing today, and what's on your mind? Thanks for holding, Rick.
Okay, three quick things. I'll get through them real fast. Rush Limbaugh had a caller in about at the end of the first hour. He busted through. He started talking about the Jews and who rules America, and he was trying to give out his website, and then that Stein guy cut him off. It was pretty funny. Number two, I was watching an episode of Columbo that was aired in 1990, and there was a bunch of illegals working in the house remodeling it. So this goes way back. And immigration was changed by the Jews in 1965, but it didn't start coming to America until they changed the laws for aid to families with dependent children. They give it the welfare stands. If we can get these businesses, which the Jews are the number one employer in this country after the United States government, find these people, pass laws against them from hiring these people, we'll solve the problem. In my opinion, the wall is a distraction. Holy crap. And as far as Fields goes, maybe we could get Trump, send Trump some letters, and he could commute his sentence back to life so he can get out after 30 years like Jonathan Pollard did. Thanks for taking my call, Farron.
Hey, Rick, you're the last phone call. If there's anything else you'd like to add, there's nobody else waiting. We got a couple of he dropped. Okay. Well, that's good information. You know, I don't know on I'm for the wall, whether it works, whether it don't. I believe it'll work. And we all voted, you know, a lot of people voted for Trump. I think he should build the wall. You know, building the wall is a lot less than $155 billion per year. It'd have to have some effect. Surely to God, in 2018, the U.S. military and the United States government, if they wanted to, but they don't want to. What they want, the Republicrats, the Democons, the Jewish control media, and all the rest, they want the demographic destruction, just like in the video, A White Man Snapped by Mark Collette. It couldn't be more clearer. We see it all around, just like what Frank was saying with the black athlete. They managed to put this into everything. It's in the news. It's in the comedy shows. It's in the dramas. I mean, it's in Bonanza. You can keep on going back. It's in Wonder Woman. I mean, we've been conditioned and propagandized now our entire life. And you know, the RBN listeners don't succumb to the propaganda, but the majority of society that I'm involved with absolutely does, sadly. We got to break that shackles and those chains, and people have got to turn over to alternative sources of information like RBN, like RT.com. There's a whole litany, NewObserverOnline.com, 100%FedUp.com. For us ever to get the people to understand the reality of the situation. The good news is the mask is off, just like Angela Merkel, all the rest, the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi is enjoying her, I believe she's in Hawaii while the government is shut down. They don't care that the government shut down. Sure, they'll harp and complain and pay a useless lip service, but they really don't care because their allegiance lies to a different master. And we see the results of it in the destruction of America. Look at us now in 2018 versus I graduated high school in 1984. Look at a high school in a rural area like this today versus what it was in 1984. Drastically different. And the children themselves are drastically different. They're raised on the internet. They're raised with an iPhone. They're raised sexting and texting messages back to one another. A lot of kids have phones at 8 or 10 years old, and their mind is opened up to all of this information that they're not prepared for. And it's changing us. It's changing us in so many different ways into a immoral, depraved, humanistic, hedonistic society, and that's what they want. That's what they want. They want you to only care about football and drinking and having a party and having a good time and living for the day, not trying to be smart and read books and look into history and listen to other political points of view. Like I've said on this broadcast, they want every kind of diversity except political diversity. Until 2019, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.